I'll start on the bottom of your Amud Aleph, last line. Mutter litul tziponayim b'chol shel moed, allowed to cut the nails of a donkey on chol moed. Aval chamra derechaya lo, but a donkey that pushes a mill, that's not necessary to cut its nails. Rashi, aval chamra derechaya, shekein osin shayu tochanin agav chamorim, they used to push the mill with the donkeys. Lo motzi l'mishkal, they can't cut their nails. Lahu chamra tziporov. Lo motzi l'mitchem b'moed el l'tzorach moed. Because you're not allowed to grind except what you need for the moed, which is a very small amount. Kim forest l'kamon pirik mishahafach. Hilchach tchina mu'etes yochol litchem b'chamor. Lo mori l'gidu tzipi tziporov. It doesn't bother the chamor, it doesn't bother the process if its nails are big. And Tosa says that they didn't wear horseshoes in those days. They didn't put horseshoes on the donkeys or the horses because the ground there didn't necessitate it. But you're allowed to fix horseshoes also for horses that you need for riding or whatever. It's sort of a moed, and it's not considered a maisa umen. Okay. Rav Yehuda shari the mishkal tufri lechamra derechaya. Right, Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, said that it's mutter to cut the nails of a chamor that you need for grinding. Ulok mi rechaya. He also held that you're allowed to put up a mill on chol hamoed. It's all again tzorich ochel nefesh. Ulamivne rechaya, and to build a mill. Ulamivne emas rechaya. Right, you also can use the emas harechayah, as Rashi says. Let's see the Rashi still here. La'ukmi rechayah, lahamid, lahosim harechayim zu agavzu, to put the millstones one on top of the other. Amas rechayah, ha'etsha rechayim bon yolot. You're allowed to put up the base on which the mill stands. Ulamivne amas rechayah, ulamivne uriah. Refes Bakr, you're allowed to build all of these things Maisa Hedyet, because they're all Tzorech HaMoed, and Tzorech HaMoed is only Mutter Maisa Hedyet, not a Maisa Umen. Therefore, you're allowed to build also a Refes, a what's it called, a corral, I guess it's called, for animals. Rabba Shor Lisruke Susya. Rabba held you also allowed to comb with iron combs horses on chol hamoed, ulamivne arkapita. These are all different kinds of chairs. Arkapita, ulamivne itztava, or an itztava is another kind of chair, a kind of platform. Rashi lesruke susya lahasrik susim masrik shobarza, ulamivne arkapita mashem estimim hatvu letocho lifnei asusim. This is the thing that you put the grain into a trough in front of the horses. Okay. Itztava binyan avonim. And itztava is a similar thing but made out of stone. Rava shor lemishkal dom of the behema b'chol demoada. Rava permitted to, what's it called, to let blood for an animal on chol hamoed. Omer le Abaye Tanya de Messiah, a brisa that supports you. Mekizim dam le behema, you're allowed to make his dam. The ein monim refuah le behema b'chol shemoy. Here it's talking about refuah that has some malach involved, but not talking about taking medicines, because that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov Tosfos says is mutter, right? They didn't make gzeira of shchika samamonim for animal drugs, only for drugs for human beings. Rav Ashari lechachsuche kirmi. Rashi lishmishke doma lahakis, to let blood. Lechachsuche gehu chikorin. This is ironing pleats. My time, a maisa had you to. So kirmin begotten. So what's it called? To iron the clothing on chol hamoed is mutter. Lechorech hamoed. Right? They didn't make a gzera on ironing, only on washing clothing. And since it's chorech hamoed and it's maisa had you, it's mutter to do. Omer of Yisrael Bar Ami, Omer of Chizda, Kiture Birei Osir, but to make pleats, not just straight ironing, but to iron in a way that you make pleats, that's Maisa Umen. That's Osir. My time, a Maisa Umen. Rashi, Kiture Biri Yasir Lemevid Bemoed, Shikacha Yosin Shayunotim Kalim Chalukim, Vayamachlikin Aleim Beis Yad Shel Chalukeim. They take irons and they make pleats on their sleeves, on the cuff. Maisa Umen Huva Asir. That's a Maisa Umen, and even though it's Sorach HaMoed, it's Asir. Loshen Acher, Lekavetz Kmotim, Shodim Osim Beis Yad, Shemalim Osom Bekone Shel Shibolim Chalokim Mekantim. This one sounds more like the pleats. What was the first thing? I don't know. The first thing was to make the sleeve, I guess, straight. It's a more professional kind of irony. Okay. Omar Rav, Hai man, a man de maskil ara adaiti de vedori shari. Right. If you have to thresh grain that you need for cholamoid, you're allowed to do it. So if you smooth out the ground in order to make the threshing floor, that's mutter. But adaita da arab, if you do it in order to make the ground more ready for planting, that's awesome. Hechi dummy, how's the case where it's for the sake of the ground or for the sake of the threshing floor? Mulya ben mulya venatsa venatsa adaita da vedori. Right? If you put the, you just smooth out the areas themselves. See Rashi. Rashi says like this: the miskal tikla shechofer misham ha'adam l'tzorich hagorin. You dig out and smooth out the ground in order to put the threshing floor. Lachbot shom chitim l'tzorich hamoed. In order to thresh grain for the sake of chol hamoed. Haino adaita de veidori v'shori. That's mutter. If you're doing it for the sake of planting, that's osur. Mishum the domi kechorish beyondem. Chorish is not one of the melachos. It's mutter. So Moses says, how do you know? Mulya b'mulya. Shenot la'karka b'makom gavoa u'meinicho shon. You take the high ground and you smooth it out by itself. Al gavi makom gavoa. Haino mulya b'mulya. So you smooth out the high ground by itself and the low ground by itself. You dig out the low place and you leave the earth there in the low place. That, Rashi says, is daita the ara. That's it, where you're doing it to smooth out the ground for planting. That's how you do for planting. Therefore, since you're doing high ground and low ground, that's like plowing. You take ground from high ground and put it lower. That's not like plowing. Plowing, you don't take the earth from a high place and put it down or whatever, right? Then you're doing it obviously for the sake of the threshing floor, not for plowing. Others learn just the opposite. That if you put the high ground to the low ground, then you're doing that for the sake of the goren. And if you do it in its own place, then you do it well, that's for choresh. Okay. Bottom line, though, is if you're doing it l'tzorech hamoed, in order to thresh, it's mutter. If you're doing it because of plowing, it's osur. V'omer Rav, hai man dezochi ziche. A person gathers wood. Adaita d'tzive, if he's doing it for the sake of the wood, he needs the wood for burning, so that's mutter. Sure. Adaita d'ara osur. If he's doing it to clear the ground in order to make it more plantable, that's osur. If you take the big pieces of wood and leave the little ones, obviously you're not doing it for the sake of the ground, you're doing it for the sake of the wood. If you took everything, the big and the little, then obviously you're doing it to clear off the ground. You open up a stream into your field, and you have a ditch, an irrigation ditch in the field. You open the stream, goes into the irrigation ditch, fills it up, goes out the other side. So if you're doing it to catch fish, fish that are in the stream come into your irrigation ditch, get caught there, and then the water goes out, but the fish get caught, then that's mutter. You want to eat the fish on Chol HaMoed. Daiti de'ara also, if you're doing it in order to wet down your field, that's part of the plowing process, that's also. Hechidami, how do you know? Posach trei bo v'chad miloi v'chad mitatoya daiti de'kavri. If you opened up two entrances, an entrance and an exit, so the water just passed through your field and left the fish, then it's obviously for the fish. Posachad bo v'adaiti de'ara. But if you only opened the entrance, you closed the exit, so the water overflows now into the whole field. Obviously, it's not for the sake of the fish. It's for the sake of the field. Rashi. D'zochi zichyo shemechabit sakarka me'etzim ketanim sholeh ha'shenotlam. He sweeps the ground, right, clears the ground from small wood, doing it to be able to plant the ground good. Adaiti d'sive im likten adaiti d'etzim la'sikon. Did knock it rabbi v'shov the zutra. If you're taking for the wood, you take the big wood, leave the little ones. Daiti the arad lohachi lichten shrotz lizroa karka. You want to plant, and you want to get all the wood off the surface of the field. So you don't care if you take big or small. The main thing is to clear the field. Shaloki k'dolin uktanim osir. Daiti the kavri shosin amayim shiotzim in a guma shal biber lechutz. Right? You have a fish pond, and you let it flow into your field and out of the field. That's for the sake of the fish. You let it flow into the field and then overflow over the whole field. That's for the sake of the ground. You're going to pasach trei bo v'chad shebo nichnosim amayim laguma v'nichnosim af adagim laguma v'chad shamayim yotzim chutz laguma v'adagim mishtayrim v'soch v'lochim also shori. If you open up an entrance and an exit, then the fish get caught in your ditch, that's mutter. The hainu adaiti the kavri. The ara, the posach chadba, v'shebo nichnos v'mayim laguma. You open only an entrance, and the water then goes into this ditch and overflows. The idach pesach, shebo yotzim v'mayim lechutz lo posach adaiti the ara. Shaguma maleya, mayim yotzim, ha'mayim lamala, mashm kolasoda. When the ditch gets filled up, so it overflows and irrigates the whole field. V'chiyai gavnos, that's awesome. V'omar Rava, Haiman de Poshach Dikla, person wants to prune a tree. Adaita de Chiyusa, if he wants the wood in order to feed to his animals, shori, that's mutter. But Adaita de Dikla, so if he's doing it to make the tree grow better, that's oster. Hechidami, how do you know? Shoko kule mechad gisa adaita de Chiyusa. If you took all the wood off one side, then obviously you're doing it for the sake of the animals, not the sake of the tree. It's not good for the tree to take all the branches off on one side. Mehai gisu, if you took it evenly around the tree, then you're doing it for the sake of the tree. That's called pruning. Adaita nedik liva asr. Same halacha is by Shemitah, that you want to take off branches of a tree for schach. So if you take it off on one side, which obviously not for the sake of the tree, that's mutter. But if you take it off evenly around, it looks like you're doing it for the sake of the tree, that's asr. Vamar rava, Hani tamre tochalni migzirinu shore mitzinu osir. You have dates that are you're afraid they're going to get wormy. To Rashi, hani tamre tochalni tamarim shalom is bashlu kotzorchan. They're dates that haven't yet ripened 100%. So migzirinu lecholchon lishnayim laochlan hachi biyantiv shori. You're allowed to cut them in two and eat them the tzorich yontif kovit. You're doing it for the tzorich yontif, so you're allowed to cut them up and prepare them for eating. But mitzenu also, but you can't squeeze them to get the juice out, so they shouldn't become wormy. Lekovshem b'mosui u'motzi lecha shabahen. You put something heavy on it and press them to get out all the liquid. Shabahenu also she'achshav einon nitloim. Once they're not, they don't have any sap in them, the worms don't grow in them. Right? So now you want to do that in order to make raisins, to dry them out, you're not going to eat them now, cholamoy, you're not going to be ready for cholamoy. Doing it for after yontif. That's also. Also attacking beyontif, ma'ichol dechol. Not to prepare things on cholamoy for the sake of chol. Rapapa Omar Kiman de Misali Kipragmatio Avidami Vishari. And Rapapa says, no, even though you're not going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, but if you don't press them on Chol HaMoed, they're going to get wormy. You won't be able to eat them altogether. So it's like Pragmatia HaOvid. It's like if you have merchandise that's getting ruined, and if you don't sell it now, you won't be able to sell it at all. It's a Dover HaOvid, and you're allowed to sell it. That's how Rashi learns, that you'll need a Dover HaOvid. It has to be that you're going to lose the principle, like any Dover HaOvid. Others hold that since Pragmatia is only Bechlau Nisut Rabbanan, you don't have to have a full loss to be matter buying and selling, but even if you're going to lose profit, right, there's a sale, and the sale won't be around after, what's it called, after Chol HaMoed. Since the only issur is buying and selling, which is only the Rabbanan, it doesn't have to be a regular Dover HaAvid where you're losing the principal. Even if you're going to lose profit, you won't be able to buy this thing later, whatever. That's also mutter, and that's how we paskin. When it comes to pragmatia, even if it's not a loss of principle, but it's a loss of profit, or you can save money by getting it on a sale, you're allowed to buy in a Chol HaMoed. Kiven de Misali, Rapapa held it was mutter to squeeze, press these dates. Why? Because if you don't press them, they'll get wormy. Ilom de Maitzinu, Kedover HaAvid, Kolomer, if you have merchandise, and if you don't sell it now, you lose it. Then you're allowed to sell it on Chol HaMoed. Achinami, Matzil Mitzayinu, the same thing. You're allowed to press these dates, because if you don't, you'll lose them. They'll get wormy. The Omar Rava, Pragmatia Kol Shehu Asa. You're not allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed unless it's a Dover HaAvid. Omar Rav Yossi Bar Avin, but Dover HaAvid mutter, but Dover HaAvid is mutter. And Dover HaAvid over here again, Machlokas, we've shown them what it means. Tosfos learns that it has to be a loss of principle like every Dover HaAvid, and other Rishonim argue, Ritva argues, and the Halachas like the other Rishonim. Ravina Havi Layahu Iska, Davi Mizdabin Bishisa Alfe Shio, Lizvune Basar Chol HaMoed, Lizavni Betraser Alfe. Ravina had the merchandise to sell, and Rashi Pragmati Koshu Lasus Chor Bechol Shemwei Zosser, Vedovra Ovid Mutter, Shim Yesh Lo Hefzit, Im Lo Yasenu, if he'll lose, if he doesn't do it, La Oso Schora Mutter Lasosa, Abel Bechinam, Shalom Laharviya Chosu, Vetstam, not to what's it called to have a loss, right? The gears over here they change to Zorich Lomar. Where is it? Shabbat LaHarviach. Stam. You want to make profit? That's awesome. But if you can have a loss, that's mutter. Okay, Rashi. Okay, Ravina had a business deal that he could have, what's it called, sold it for 6,000 whatever. He held and didn't sell it, and after Chol HaMoed, he did it for 12,000. So he got rewarded in this world for holding off, not selling it on Chol HaMoed. Ravina having masik zuzei bivnei akra dishenuasa. Right, Ravina had money that he had loaned out to these people in Akra, the Snuas, name of the place. Also the Kameda Ravashi, Yomrei Maula Mezala Idno Alayu, can I go collect the money? Tosus points out that this is only where they were paying him back in merchandise. Then it looks like buying and selling. But if they pay him back money, you're allowed to collect debts on Chol HaMoed. That's not considered business. Collecting debts is mutar on Chol HaMoed. But over here, it was a business deal. He loaned the money. They're supposed to pay him back merchandise. Since, if you don't go now, they happen to be around, you'll be able to collect what's owed you. And if you wait till after Chol HaMoed, they're not going to be around. You won't be able to collect it. Then it's mutter. Right? You won't find them on another day. It's like, what's it called? A Dover HaAved. And it's mutter. Having Masik Zuzay Shoy Chayav No Mos Bosom Makum. They were Chayav him money, and Tos again says that it was a more of a business deal than just collecting the debt.